Shabbat Shalom, everyone.
Shabbat Shalom.
And it's great that Janet's with us this evening. And yes. And so it's wonderful to be back. I've been away for a couple of weeks. Is there anybody that can name everybody here in the sanctuary right now? No, good. Okay. So is there anybody that can name half of the people here? Okay, three quarters. Maybe? Okay, great. So, to welcome Shabbat this week, what I'd invite you to do is for a moment. Now, mind you, my family would hate when I do this. You see the back row? They sit behind the back row, okay? They don't want any interaction at all. But it's really nice to do sometimes. So, let me invite you to find someone, maybe one person you know, one person you don't, and we can stand up, move around. Wish one another Shabbat Shalom. When you hear Oziva Zimrat Yah again, then we'll return to our seats. So as Joan Rivers says, talk amongst yourselves. But you have to get up and you have to greet people.
Thank you.
Blessing on page 11. I'd like to invite Sharon Drazen to lead us.
Blessed are you, Adonai our God, ruler of the universe, who makes us holy with your mitzvot and commands us to kindle the lights of Shabbat.
Baruch Adonai Elohim.
Continue on page 10 with Shalom Aleichem.
Shalom Aleichem, Malachi Shere, Malachi Elyon, Mimelech Rafe, Hamalach, Avanus Marehu. Shalom Aleichem, Malachi Shere, Malachi Elyon, Mimelech Rafe, Hamalach, Avanus Marehu. Shalom Aleichem. Sharet Malachei Elyon Melech Malachei Malachim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shalom Shalom Malachei Shalom Malachei Elyon Melech Malachei Malachim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shalom, 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 Shalom
prayer, number 4 on page 5. We enter this sanctuary to welcome Shabbat. Within these walls, we sit surrounded by numberless generations. Our ancestors built the synagogue as a visible sign of God's presence in their midst. Throughout our long history and endless wanderings, the synagogue has endured, a beacon of truth, love, and justice for all humanity. Its presence guided our ancestors to lives of righteousness, holding up to them a vision of their truest selves. Now we, in our turn, come into this sanctuary to affirm the sacredness of our lives. May we enter this place in peace. May holiness wrap around us as we cross its threshold. Weariness, doubt, the flaws within our human hearts, the harshness of the weak, let these drop away at the door. In the brightness of Shabbat, let peace settle upon us as we lift our hearts in prayer. We continue with Lecha Dodi on page 14.
Let's use my voice. Lecha Dodi, Likrat Kala, B'nei Shabbat, Nekabela. Lecha Dodi, Likrat Kala, B'nei Shabbat, Nekabela. Shamor v'zachor b'dibur echad, Hishmia Nanuel ha'myuchad, Adonai echad, u'shemo echad, l'shem
standing, page 17 for the Baruchu.
Bye.
We read together on page 18. God, I thank you. You created this world full of beauty and love, peace and wonder, life and hope. You form morning, evening, the sun and the moon, the water that I drink, and the fresh air that I breathe. You created me, my mind, my heart, my spirit, all that I am because of who you made me to be. The best gift you gave me is freedom. You built a world in which I can learn and grow, a world that is never completed, so that I may continue to enrich it. For all of this, for all your creations, I thank you and praise your name. We read together on the bottom of page 10. Blessed is God who chose to enlighten us with the teachings, wisdom, and values of Torah. We in turn continue to choose to open our minds, hearts, and spirit and become one people bound by a sacred book of law, our Torah. In our life's journey, may we seek to understand and uphold your teachings. May we continue to strengthen our commitment to our people Israel and strengthen the bond with generations past through Torah. Please be seated. We continue together, page 22. Ve'ahavta et Adonai Elohecha v'chol levavcha uv'chol nafshecha uv'chol me'odecha v'hayu ha'divarim ha'ele asher anochi mitzavcha hayom al levavecha v'shinantam levanecha ודיברת בם, בשבתך בביתך, וברכתך בדרך, ושכבך ובקומך, וקשרתם לאות על ידך, והיו לטוטפות בין עיניך, וכתבתם על מזוזות ביתך ולשעריך, למען תזכרו ועשיתם את כל מצוותי, ויתם קדושים לאלוהיכם, אני אדוני אלוהיכם, אשר הוצאתי אתכם מארץ מצרים, להיות לכם לאלוהים, אני אדוני אלוהיכם. Was once in Istanbul, and to go to Shabbat services, I had to take a tram and a trolley, and then a subway, and I went through Taksim Square, where all the demonstrations are. So when I went out, Taksim Square was empty. There are actually two Starbucks in Taksim Square. Went out to Shabbat services. It was really lovely. They do a beautiful thing there. Every time they come to Chatzis Kaddish, everybody waves at each other. I thought, ah, that's really fun. And so came back, and it was Friday night, Taksim Square. Everybody was out, and see some police out, so I felt safe, and it was so busy, I couldn't take the trolley, so I started walking. And then I see this sort of police thing, you know, sort of drive down the street, and I figure, okay. And then a few minutes later, I realized that I was in the middle of a demonstration, that the police thing had swung around, and it actually had a water cannon. And based on the wisdom of Monty Python, I said, run away, run away, run away. literally, we were running away. And so I turned down a side street. I figured, okay, I'll loop around. And there on the next street over was a phalanx of police with shields and batons. I ran away again. And luckily, the demonstration hadn't spread that far with the tear gas, and I was able to get out safely. But while, you know, it's humorous now, for a few minutes there was anything but. But, you know, this is what I think about as I think about what's going on in Hong Kong right now and the demonstrations and the anniversary of Tiananmen Square and the sacrifices that people make for freedom. And so when we sing Micha Mocha, we really link ourselves to the courage that it takes for people to bring freedom into our world. Time of peace, thinking of sunsets, thinking of outdoor Shabbat, thinking of the gentle words of Vashamru, bringing in our Sabbath of rest.
rise for the tefillah on page 29. Abraham, Elohe Yitzhak, Velohe Yaakov, Elohe Sarah, Elohe Rivka, Elohe Rachel, Velohe Leah, Ha'el Hagadol, Hagibor, Vahanora, El Elyon, Gomel Hasadim Tovim, Vikone Hakol, Vizocher Haste Avot Vimahot, Umevi Gula Livne Venehem, L'ma'an Shemo Ba'ahava, Melech Ozer Moshiach Umagin, Baruch Ata Adonai, Magen Avraham V'Ezrat Sarah, Ata Gibor La'olam Adonai, Mechaye Hakol Ata Rav Lahoshia, Mechalkel Chayim V'Chesed, Mechaye Hakol Berachamim Rabim, Somech Noflim V'Rofe Cholim, Umatir Asurim, Umekayem Emunato Lishene Afar, Mi Chamocha Baal Givurot, Umi Domelach, Melech Meimit Umachaye, Umatzmiach Yeshua, Veneeman Ata Lahachayot Hakol, Baruch Ata Adonai, Mechaye Hakol. The bottom of page 32. Kadosh, 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 Adonai Tzvaot, Malochol Haaretz Kevodo. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is filled with your glory. You may be seated. The bottom of page 34. As the Sabbath descends, it enfolds us in its mantle of peace. It brings to us the precious gift of time, time to embrace family and friends, to reflect more deeply on the meaning and purpose of our lives, and to worship the beauty of holiness. May every Shabbat be a sanctuary of love and devotion, bringing contentment to our hearts, happiness to our homes, and blessings to our people and all humanity. Our prayer for peace, Sim Shalom, is also a pledge that we will be co-creators with God and help move all of us toward a world of peace. The words are in your service folder.
Sim Shalom Tova Uvracha. Sim Shalom. Shalom tova uvracha, chen b'chesed v'rachamim.
page 47. Our prayers are answered not when we are given what we ask, but when we are challenged to be what we can be. We take a few moments for our own silent prayers and meditations. By members over the past couple of weeks to please remember them in our prayers, to remember loved ones, family members in our prayers. This part of our TBS service is so powerful to so many in our congregation. The power of our community coming together to pray for the well-being of all of those whom we love. We continue with our prayer for healing, Misha Berach.
Core.
This is Rabbi Herman Shalman, as a man of about 100 and as a young man. He was one of the Godolei Hador. It's a term we use for the great ones of a generation, our greatest teachers, our greatest scholars, our greatest leaders. You see Rabbi Shalman with the Gang of Five. He was one of five rabbinic students at the Hochschule für Wissenschaften des Judentums. Say that three times fast. He was there, they were there in Germany in 1935. They had the opportunity to leave Germany and go to Hebrew Union College in Cincinnati. Rabbi Shalman was an incredible figure in the Reform movement. He was a regional director for the Union of American Hebrew Congregations. He was one of the founders of the first Reform Movement camp. Look what they've gone on to create. He was the rabbi of Congregation Emmanuel for over 30 years, president of the Central Conference of American Rabbis. He was friends with Elie Wiesel, pictures with him with Ronald Reagan and Bill Clinton. And at 92, he threw out a pitch at the Chicago Cubs. I met Rabbi Shalman for a celebration of the 50th anniversary of a German group called Action Reconciliation. This was a group of young adults from Germany who volunteered in communities around the world. How did the group begin? After the Second World War, volunteers from peace churches in the United States went to Germany to help them rebuild. They felt called to serve others. They felt called to help reshape the image of Germany around the world. This was the civil rights era. They felt called to help bring the message of peace. They felt called to bring reconciliation into the world. So how did Rabbi Shalman get involved with the program? He and his wife Lottie, also a refugee from the Shoah, they rejected all things German in their lives. They didn't speak German in their home. They blocked out all the memories of Germany. And Rabbi Shalman described the change. He and his wife were asked to host the first Action Reconciliation volunteer who came to Chicago. They didn't want to open their homes, but they were the only ones who spoke German that could be asked. But they encountered the sincerity of this young man, and it provided a shift in the beliefs and the thinking of Rabbi Shalman, of his wife Lottie, and their vision of Germany. Last week at this time, I was in Berlin. It was the conclusion of 2 weeks exploring Germany. Now, the reaction of some of my family and some of my friends were, how could you go to Germany? You can see the reaction here, but we also had several congregants with German roots that went this summer. It's a very, very real feeling. In 2003, I spent a week in Poland. I can still picture the stone monuments at Treblinka, stones for each of the communities that is no more. I remember standing where the ghetto was in the Warsaw ghetto, being on the ghetto side of the remains of the wall. And the row upon row of barracks at Auschwitz. Why did I go? I needed to learn. It was moving to learn about how this country, a country of 83 million, took in 1 million Syrian and other refugees. It helped me appreciate the history of Germany. It gave me a deeper understanding of fascism, the dimensions of the Shoah, but also insights about teshuva, reconciliation, and hope. So what did it feel like to be in Germany? At times, it was surreal. Now, Germany today is a modern country. Israelis live in Germany, and I don't wear a kippah. I look like any other tourist, complete with backpack and very dapper hat. But still, pictures like this were in my mind. The Nazi boycott of 1923 of Jewish stores, and people being shamed and forced to walk through the streets with signs around their necks. But it's also surreal. You know, a couple of meals, I left the group, I just had tea or I had a dinner by myself. And with that image of Germany in mind, it struck me here I was in Germany, a country where in the 1930s I would have been ridiculed. But here I was being served by a waitress or waitress, a server, and having my dinner. So what did I learn? The first thing I learned was about documentation. And throughout the places that I went in Germany and throughout Germany, there are documentation centers. This is a picture of the documentation center, and that's what they call them in Munich. The building that you see is where the Nazi headquarters was, and it's now been turned into a place of remembrance. There were school groups there. There were tourists there. There were people there. And they learned. And they learned about how the Nazis came to power in Munich. And they learned about the atrocities. We went to Bergen-Belsen again, another documentation center. And with all of the discussions about concentration camps, I came to a real understanding of what they are. There were discussions, should the Japanese internment camps be called concentration camps? Should the camps where people seeking asylum are housed at the borders of Texas be called concentration camps? But these concentration camps were something very different. They were a place where enemies of the Nazi regime were taken, were humiliated, were broken. And Bergen-Belsen was a Soviet prisoner of war camp. But with the Nazi theories of eugenics, the Soviet soldiers were considered to be subhuman. The things that were inflicted on them, on the Roma, on the Jewish community. And these stories are not hidden. And you see here, this is a gravestone for Margot Frank and for Anne Frank. It's remembered. Berlin has an incredible monument. It's 4.5 acres. There are 271 slabs of concrete, like you see here. They're anywhere from 1 foot to 15 feet. And you can see what it's like walking up and down because it's on a hilly area. And if you could imagine a monument like this being right behind the Lincoln Memorial, it is literally in the heart of the government district of Germany. When the Berlin Wall came down, This was built shortly thereafter. And it's very eerie to walk through, to be surrounded by the walls, and to feel the downs, the ups, until you emerge. It's almost like a labyrinth from a Catholic meditation walk. Very powerful, very, very powerful. The silence, there aren't interpretations. But in many ways, as the stones envelop one, you feel enveloped the way that the victims of the Shoah were enveloped. Another piece of remembrance, a word called stumbling stones. Really wasn't familiar with them. And this was a project started in 1992. There are now over 70,000 of these stumbling stones. These small metal plaques on concrete stones that are in streets throughout Germany, throughout other countries in Europe. They have the names of the victims, Jewish victims, Sinit victims, Romi victims, homosexuals, people with disability. They have the name of birth, of death, if it was known, and where they lived, the last known place of residence. So there's this subtext of remembrance, of documentation of not forgetting. Is it enough? Is it not enough? It is there. And that's what's so powerful. You know, right at one of the central universities where there was the book burning of 20,000 books in 1933, there's now a monument there, now a sculpture. It's like library shelves going down. And when it was dedicated, Wolfgang Nagel, the senator in charge of construction in Berlin, said, "No memorial, no matter how well it succeeds, can relieve us of this, but it can warn us and keep us vigilant." And there's a plaque there from a play from the 1880s by Heinrich Heine. And the quotation says, "Where they burn books, it will ultimately burn people as well." And that leads to the second realization from being on this trip, the realization of vigilance. And it's not just enough to remember. This stone, bless you, is in the area of the Jewish community, where the Jewish community was predominant in Hamburg. At the very top in Hebrew, it says remembrance. And the words at the bottom say, "Do not forget, be vigilant." In this area today, there's a school, there's a synagogue, mainly populated by Jews from the former Soviet Union. Looking into that era of the 1920s and 30s, it was a difficult time throughout the world. The Great Depression, the unresolved crises still of World War I. But isn't it a difficult time in so many places in our world today? Yemen, Syria, Afghanistan, Myanmar, these and other countries. Be vigilant makes me very, very conscious and very scared of any leader that will discriminate against others, any leader that will generate fear in order to advocate a position. In World War II, it was Jews, it was Roma, it was people with disabilities, it was blacks, it was people who were homosexual, it was communists. It was all about the fear. And they lost sight of humanity. What I came to realize is it's more than about just a law. It's about never forgetting the dignity of every human being. In Rothenburg, there's a museum of all of the apparatus of justice from the medieval period. You could see the different implements of torture that they used to get confessions. Judaism has this absolute diametric vision of the world. In Judaism, when a witness is going to speak at a capital trial, they're cautioned. They say, God is not like a human sovereign. A human sovereign strikes a coin and everyone's the same. God makes every human being, and each one is different, using the same mold. A single person was created for the sake of peace, so that no one can say that my ancestor was greater than yours. I was reading about the controversies here in the States about the political divisions, about the words that were said, about specters of race. And it made me very, very sad as I was continuing this journey in Germany. I was reminded of the words of Pastor Martin Niemöller, who is an anti-communist and supported Hitler's rise to power. But when Hitler insisted on the supremacy of the state over religion, Niemöller became disillusioned. He became the leader of a group of German clergy who opposed Hitler. In 1937, he was arrested and eventually confined to concentration camps. One of them was Dachau. And his words were the very famous words that we've heard. First, they came for communists, and I didn't speak out because I was not a communist. Then they came for socialists, and I did not speak out because I was not a socialist. Then they came for trade unionists. I didn't speak out because I was not a trade unionist. Then they came for the Jews, and I didn't speak because I wasn't a Jew. Then they came for me. There was no one left to speak out for me. Our job in the world is to speak out for people. Speak out for people. That's another lesson that I learned from this trip. And the final was a lesson of hope and human potential. After the Second World War, much of Germany was in ruins. It's a picture of Hamburg in the 1940s, a picture of Hamburg today. Wow, look at the difference. Reminds me as well about Israel. Israel, 1948, was just being established. And Israel today is this amazing modern country. There was a Syrian refugee who came to Germany and said, when I look at Germany and see what Germany has become, it gives me some hope for what Syria might be. And it wasn't just about rebuilding, but it was about remembering and vigilance and about finding another way to be in the world. And I think that's a charge for all of us. And I'd end with this last image. These are several of the young people from the Reconciliation Project. There's Marlena and Tim and Thomas. Marlena and Tim came to the United States and worked with survivors of the Holocaust. And Thomas was a community organizer in Chicago in the 70s. And there's some people that it's just too much to comprehend what happened with Germany. But we see a country with a very rich heritage. I'm still not a fan of classical music or opera. A little apple strudel is nice. But if one country could do this, it can be done. And it's a model for us. And it's a time for us to think about what happened, about remembering, about being vigilant, and about hope. Shabbat Shalom. If it's my mom, I'll call her back.
So in honor of the new month of Av, we are going to be singing Birkat Halavana, which is on page 51 in your prayer books.
On page 53, please rise.
Oh. may be seated. Top of page 59. There are stars up above so far away, we only see their light long, long after the star itself is gone. And so it is with people who we love. Their memories keep shining ever brightly, though their time with us is done. But the stars that light up the darkest night, these are the lights that guide us. As we live our days, these are the ways we remember. During the year of mourning, we remember fondly our beloved members, Betty Davison, Donna Courtney, Mark Langstein, Michael Van Gelder, Renee Muntner, Paul Pressman, Sandy Keith. We mourn the losses in the last 30 days for our members, Zipporah Baum, aunt of Amnon Solomon, Glenda C. Webb, aunt of Fumes Adeyemi, Douglas Fredericks, father of Fred Fredericks, Dwight Harris, father of Vicki Harris Sands, Chris Hallam, friend of the Schreibman family, and Aldra Surratt, beloved member of Temple B'nai Shalom. A memorial service for her is this Sunday at 1 o'clock. And we remember the yard site of our beloved members, Anita Miller, mother of Steve Miller, Les Strausberg, husband of Annette Strausberg, Linda Reed, beloved member of TBS. And we remember the yard sites this week of these loved ones of our members, Emma Adams, Ray Detman, Mary Goldberg, Anne Greenglass, Louis Davis, Beverly Krasanovic, Rabbi George Lieberman, Harry Bernstein, Sam Rocklin, Alexander Spivak, Tom Thurston, Harry Klein, Shirley Rosen, Alpha Olson, Rose Strassfield, Raymond Stewart, Abe Gershowitz, Selma Caton, Sylvia Ostrolenk, Sandy Jamula, Frank Marin, and Rick Weltman. We honor all of their memories as we rise as a congregation to recite Kaddish on page 60. Yit gadal v'yit kadash shemei rabah, mal divrach rute v'yamlech mal chute, b'chayechon v'yomechon v'chaye decho beit Yisrael, b'agalau v'zman kariv v'yimru amen. Yehei shmei rabah mevrach l'alam olmei almaya, yit barach v'yishtabach v'yitpa'ar v'yitromam v'yitnase, v'yitadar v'yitale v'yitalal shmei d'kutsha berichu. La'ela min kol berachata v'shirata, tushbachata v'nechamata, damiran b'alma v'imru amen. Yehei shlama rabba min shamaya, v'chayim aleinu v'al kol Yisrael, v'imru amen. O se shalom b'mrumav, hu ya'as se shalom, aleinu v'al kol Yisrael, v'imru amen. V'imru, 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 amen. V'imru, 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 amen. We move from our sacred prayer of memory to celebrating the joy of Shabbat. And I see we have two members of our B'nai Mitzvah class here. So Avery and Lucas, would you like to come up and lead us in Kiddush? And Avery is the next Bat Mitzvah here at TBS, so I think you should get to hold the cup, get some practice. You guys are going to be up here a lot this year. Page 61. You want to hold the cup? Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech ha'olam borei pri hagafen. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech ha'olam asher kishanu b'mitzvotav v'ratzavanu v'shabbat kodsho v'ahava u'ratzon hinchilanu zikaron l'maaseh bereshit ki hu yom techila l'mikra e'kodesh zecher l'tziat mitzrayim. Voices join in song together as our joyful prayers ascend. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam hamotzi lechem min haaretz. Amen.
Thanks, Avery.
You may be seated.
Shabbat Shalom. On behalf of the Board of Directors, welcome to our casual summer Shabbat service. Thank you to all who helped make this service possible, our rabbis, Rob and Janet, board members, ushers, greeters, Oneg helpers, security, you, our TBS members and guests. And thank you, Brad Stein, for starting us off with musical medication. Thank you, Rabbi Crystal, for a very thoughtful sermon this evening, and welcome back. It sounded like you had a really wonderful trip. Please be sure to read the weekly emails for events and updates until the new members-only calendar is up and running. I'm not sure when, so I'm not going to promise a date, but we're working on it. To highlight a few upcoming events, please join Rabbi Crystal as he continues the learning tour of Judaism in the 21st century. Three sessions remain, July 31st, August 7th, and August 14th. Each session starts at 7 p.m. and lasts about 90 minutes. The first one set the context for the next three, but they're all standalone and feel welcome to join. Next week on August 2nd, we get even more casual as we have our family barbecue starting at 6 p.m., followed by Hopefully, an outdoor early service starting at 7. If the weather is like it was tonight, we're going to be out there for sure, right? Yeah. If you've not signed up for the barbecue, please contact Ellen. We're still taking RSVPs. We'd love to see you. The service folder says a minimum of 10 families. I'm happy to tell you we have 30 families signed up and about 70 people or even more by now. So that's great. Sheldon Lowe returns to us on August 23rd for his first of three appearances this coming year. And while it's early, please save the date for the TBS art auction on September 7th. This will be a chance to socialize, to schmooze, to have some fun, maybe buy some art while you're helping raise some cash for TBS. But you don't have to buy any art to help us fundraise. Just your presence will help bring some cash into the treasury. Wishing you a peaceful Shabbat, a good next week. Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Page 48, Ode Yavo.
Shalom aleinu, od yavo shalom aleinu, od yavo shalom aleinu ve'alulam. Od yavo shalom aleinu, od yavo shalom aleinu, od yavo shalom aleinu ve'alulam. Salam. Shalom aleinu ve'alulam. Od yavo shalom aleinu. Od yavo shalom aleinu. Od yavo shalom aleinu ve'alulam.
Please rise. Yisar onai panav elecha ve'yasem lecha shalom. On this Shabbat and the week ahead, may you feel within yourselves, surrounding you, the gift of peace. Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.